in this match.
If it's a war, you can say whatever you want.
I thought it was a cult. I didn't know what was going on.
The Fed did. I think New York did.
One of your executive vice presidents loves that company.
It's the first ever finishing move that's exclusive to a promotion.
Advantage.
We are here. It is WrestleMania week, and it
get is... Get ready for 9 straight days of professional wrestling from the World Wrestling Federation.
Well, 8, because you already had one.
We would have already had one. Yes. You're right.
So, but 9 in a row, yeah, from Monday all the way until next Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Oh. But, I mean...
Not even just bad, it's just a lot of wrestling.
You don't have to watch the Hall of Fame. No. You don't have to watch NXT UK TakeOver. Although I know how much you love NXT UK.
It's the best weekly show. It's the
that
best
you never watch.
I'm
going to make you start sending me weekly NXT UK reports, along with my weekly Kane book updates.
No. I'll send the UK reports. I'm not doing that fucking book. I am not doing that book. I'm sorry I even bought it. I would rather end up in jail, like, telling people I've moved to the neighborhood for wearing the costume than fucking... I looked like 12 pounds of shit in a one-pound bag in that fucking costume.
And the public will never get to see it.
No, thank God.
It's a shame.
If I went to the New Japan show wearing... I would be arrested. Hey, pal, can I get a Yingling? No, here's the cops. Like, that's what I would have
got. I would have bailed you out. Would have been worse.
Yeah, but, like, the bailout's not going to be the problem. The having to register as a sex offender is going to be the problem.
You got to know someone.
But then again, I'd probably make it in wrestling after that.
Oh, that was good. That was really fucking good.
So who knows?
Especially in the UK scene.
Especially in the UK scene and Japan.
Well, that's a different situation, kind of.
It's a hugely different situation. Still sucks, but a huge different situation.
Different, but similar.
What's up?
I don't know, R-Truth, you tell me.
I don't know. It's a nice day. Spring has sprung here, finally, in Pennsylvania, after a week of just horrendous cold weather. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But it's about 61 degrees and sunny out there now, so spring has sprung.
Why don't you give us your usual vague teases that piss me off every week, so.
There will be an episode of a television show featuring a bald man and a fat man. A New Japan pay-per-view with a gigantic title change.
Big Yo guy, I could see.
What?
You're a big Yo guy, I can see.
Huge Yo guy. No. Show, of course, is where we stand. But, and a certain...
You could say that you're a big show.
I am a big show. And a certain... I can't even think of an analogy. A certain veteran named after a religion...
Boy, isn't that his career. Couldn't even think of an analogy. Isn't that... That's it right there.
Debuted in AEW. And
I like Christian, though. I like Christian a lot.
So do I. Probably the most underrated wrestler.
Did you say named after a religion?
Yeah.
He's fucking...
And a structure. And...
a religious structure.
And we'll get into talking about all these shows coming up this week, so stick with us.
Yeah, stay tuned. It'll be fun. So, I asked you if you want to talk about anything from the AEW show this last Wednesday. And out of everything, all the possibilities, we could have talked about Arcade Anarchy.
No, we're not talking about it. I hated it.
We are talking about it. I got what I needed out of you there. We could have talked about Nightmare Family Hollywood, Nightmare Family Wolfpack.
Also, when did that family get so goddamn big? There's 100 of them.
They're reproducing.
There's
like
a caveman.
They're reproducing like crazy there in Norcross, Georgia.
I hope they get the tattoo, and like the other half gets like the same tattoo, but like black and white.
Yeah. That'd be good. But the thing that jumped out to you from the show that you want to talk about was Christian Cage versus Kazarian in Christian's in-ring debut. So.
I give them credit because this was the match it had to be. You're never going to have a bad match with Kaz.
Good pairing, too. They have history from TNA.
Yeah. So
good chemistry.
At least talk about that. And like I said, Kaz is a professional, as professional can get. So
except that time he got fired from WWE after a month for not wanting to cut his hair.
Except
and now
that
he's
time.
Now his hair is cut anyway.
Yeah, and then his hair was long. I mean, he looked like a freaking weirdo.
That's about the time period, and he refused to cut it, so WWE fired him.
Yep. So
he was the future, Frankie Kazarian, Velocity star, summer of 2005. What a time!
Velocity was on in 2005.
Yeah.
Jesus. Uh-huh. I feel like that.
Velocity's run lasted all the way until ECW came back.
Really?
And that just May 2002 to June 2006.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm a big Velocity guy.
Learn something every day. I feel like there's a lot of matches that are really good on Velocity.
And a great set. Like, it's the SmackDown Fist set, except it's green. Yeah, I love that. And green is far superior than blue, as we all know. And Velocity is just a great name.
I agree.
Velocity is just a great fucking name.
It is. Excellent name. It's like Heat. Heat was a good set, too.
Heat, yeah.
But
the Raw set, except orange, and orange is just a what
you think of the match? Because I think he was a little rusty. You can see it.
Yeah, you could tell. But also, first singles match in 7 years, yeah, you're gonna have that.
You made a good point that unlike Edge knew for months. Yeah, and I think Christian
kind of got like realized. Oh shit, I'm cleared. Oh shit, I'm signed with AEW. It was kind of like,
and no matter how good you are, and we both agree that Christian's very good, there's gonna be some rust. He was like a step behind, but he got everything looked good.
And it's not fair to compare to Edge's two singles matches he had right when he came back, because both were heavily edited. Obviously, the Last Man Standing match, and then the Greatest Wrestling match ever, which was good, but I wish they would have just not edited it, because it kind of takes away from how good it really was.
It was very good, too.
But yeah, I liked the match. I saw a lot of people call this match boring. I wouldn't say it was boring.
Somebody like Christian will be boring to a lot of that fan base. And I am not discarding them. But you know what I'm trying to say?
I think the beautiful thing about AEW is there could be three good matches on a show, and all three matches will be completely different styles, because they allow guys to work their style. And this isn't a dig on WWE, but like, the thing about WWE is you have to conform to the WWE style. Yeah. So you could have three good matches on a WWE show, but they'll all be very similar matches.
Yeah. And like I said, in AEW, you'll have a like a Lucha Bros match, you'll have a hardcore match, and a match like this.
Yeah.
But
it's nice. You get that variety. Is there
somebody that kind of works like Christian on it? Like,
I think Kazarian was a good start.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's him and Kazarian. Cody doesn't work. MJF. Cody kind of, nah, MJF doesn't, yeah, I guess kind of, MJF kind of works that style.
I'd put MJF.
But MJF never wrestles.
That's a different issue.
That's the thing.
That's a different issue.
When did you mean the last time he wrestled? When was his last singles match?
Well, he's been doing the thing with Jericho for months, so I don't know when the fucking last time he had a singles match was. This is a good question.
But I just think it was more that slower, old, like late 90s indie style. And then the WWE style, but Christian's very good. So if he keeps working the style, and you have a problem with it,
I think Mox. Mox can work that Christian style. He just chooses not to.
Yeah, Mox is the same character as he was in WWE. He just does it with thumbtacks now.
Stop it.
He did. He's the same thing.
I think you need to go watch some Dean Ambrose in WWE, because I didn't see John Moxley coming out with hot dog carts and squirting people with ketchup and mustard.
You might as well. He comes out with Eddie Kingston. He looks like he ate a hot dog cart.
Wow, what the fuck?
I love Eddie Kingston.
That was such an unneeded dig.
But he looks like shit.
So what?
But in the best way possible.
Yeah, it works for him.
No, I love Eddie Kingston. I don't even want to act like I'm serious, because he'll find me and
hit me with a wrench. That was a random, that was a deep cut.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been called fat all my life. Sometimes I just got to give it back.
Like, Jericho, I understand, but you came at Eddie Kingston for no reason.
And I've been an Eddie Kingston fan for a long time.
We saw him wrestle Masato Tanaka.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
He's like, my favorite wrestler ever. And I'm like, oh shit, Hogan's here? No, it's Masato Tanaka.
He got a heartfelt promo about wrestling Masato Tanaka. He's a tape trader. That's like, of course, Masato Tanaka is one of my favorite wrestlers. He's awesome.
I do love the pairing of Kingston and Moxley.
It's great.
They're great
together. It works.
They got promos together. The promo they did explain in the popcorn fart at the end.
Yeah, they saved it. They saved the show.
They saved everything. But I thought Christian looked just fine, and the more he works, the more, I don't know how often he's going to be working.
He says he's full time. That's what he says.
Okay.
Whether he is or not, I don't know.
But they still only have a two-hour show and a million wrestlers.
Well, they have two other shows.
Yeah. But he's not going to wrestle on either of those shows.
I could see him being on the Elevation show, because at least for now, they're taking that one seriously.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, I don't know how often he's going to work, but he's only going to go better. And when there's few better in that company once he gets back to 100%.
It seems like they're building to him and Kenny. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes, actually. I would. I want to see if Kenny could adjust enough to that style.
Or could Christian adjust?
Christian adjust? Well, that,
someone's got to adjust.
I like a Styles clash, but...
Great move.
It is a great move. Unbanned now, but I like a Styles clash. Sometimes it's risky, because sometimes Styles clash too much and the match isn't good.
And then Yoshitatsu breaks his neck. Hate to see it.
Yeah, but sometimes a Styles clash can be wonderful. Well, like I said, one of my favorite matches of the last 20 years of my life was Bryan and Lesnar. Those are two different styles.
Walter and Bate.
That looked great, Walter and Bate. But sometimes it doesn't exactly work.
Brock and pretty much anybody. Brock and Balor.
Brock and Balor was good, too.
Yeah, but he hit him right in the diverticulitis.
Yeah, he went right after.
It's my favorite spot. He went right after
his genetic disease.
Yeah, it's great. That's what I do, too. You want to wrestle diverticulitis? Fuck your liver.
Pal, I'm coming for you. You're not suplexing me. I'm coming right for your fucking jejunum.
Jejunum.
But,
it's a great movie.
That's about it.
It's a great fucking movie.
I don't even know what movie that's from.
Semi-Pro.
Is it from Semi-Pro?
I saw that movie in theaters with my parents. I love that movie, and they were appalled. They thought we were going to see a family-friendly movie about basketball. I tricked them.
God damn it, Prochytis, learn fucking English. It's my favorite line ever. Corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs for all these people.
Fuck you, Father Pat, I'll murder your family.
Suck my cock, I'll murder your family.
It's such a good movie.
All right, Jackie, you're out of here. Why? But
fucking spikes the nachos on the way out. Great film.
But that's about it.
Christian also has Andre 2000 in it.
Christian looked good. Yeah, Andre 2000 with Coffee Black.
Coffee Black, baby.
Or Downtown Funky Stuff Malone.
He changes his name like 4 times in the movie.
I think he starts as Downtown Funky Stuff Malone. And then goes back to Coffee Black. But
he throws punches in bunches at Monix.
I was traded for a fucking washing machine.
Goddamn Kentucky Colonels.
Wasn't he on the 86 Celtics?
Well, that movie takes place before 86. He's on like the 65 Celtics. Yeah.
With Gene Guerrilla.
Yeah.
Bill Russell.
A vocal legend.
Yeah.
Duryea legend.
Yeah, the principal, the former gym teacher at our high school was on the Celtics dynasty team.
Yeah, he was.
And he sucks.
He has like 10 rings, though.
May he rest in peace. But,
we're basically a basketball podcast now.
No, we're not. Let's talk about wrestling for a minute. But yeah, Christian looked good. He'll get better. Up next, the thing that collectively broke the internet.
What?
There's this fat man, see, who works for a different company. And this doughy piece of shit is going on the Greatest Professional Wrestler of All Time's podcast.
It's a bold take. But yeah, WWE... See, on April Fool's Day, WWE tweeted out, like, a countdown that said 24 hours, like, the little Jericho jingle, like, the dun-dun-dun-dun. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. It's surely not going to be Jericho. And then the next day, they tweet the video, and fuck would you know, it's Chris Jericho. He's appearing on the Broken Skull Sessions with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So Stone Cold immediately did an interview with Sports Illustrated that released right as soon as the video released, explaining how it came to be. So I guess Jericho probably still had his free access to the WWE Network that everyone that works there gets, and they seemingly forget to cancel for everybody once they leave. He was watching The Undertaker, Broken Skull Sessions, and he texted Austin saying, hey, great interview, and Austin's like, I'd love to have you on. And I guess Chris Jericho called him on the spot and's like, hey, let's do this. It'd be great. Break the internet, all that shit. And then Austin's like, well, yeah, I'd call Vince.
Got run by the big guy.
So he texts Vince, and Vince is like, I don't care. Go ahead.
I told you. I guarantee Vince still thinks Jericho's working for him. He's been watching AEW every Wednesday thinking it's NXT.
And my favorite part of the interview is Austin's like, Vince isn't too good with phones. I had to reassure him. Vince, are you sure Chris Jericho can come on my show? And I guess Vince sent him the thumbs up emoji, which blows my mind. That blows my mind.
You know, I discovered that earlier that day.
And then Jericho went and got clearance from Tony Khan, which reportedly wasn't an issue at all.
Didn't see it being one.
And yeah, we have a WWE times AEW crossover in some form or fashion, which...
The forbidden door to podcasting.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah. What does it mean?
I think it's something that both sides saw as extremely beneficial, because looking at it from WWE's perspective, I'm going to imagine there are some AEW fans that wouldn't have Peacock that are now going to purchase it for at least a month to check out this interview, because Austin said, we're covering everything, and I mean everything. So that presumes that there'll be some AEW talk. And also from AEW, you're going to get WWE talking about your company on their network on the biggest day of the year, WrestleMania.
Yeah, and more people will watch that than watch Dynamite every week.
And so it's a win-win. I see it as a win on both sides. And I think it got the internet talking, which was also something that's good for both companies. I already see people making their WWE times AEW fantasy cards, which pump the brakes on that. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You know what? Any other time I say it wouldn't, but I could totally
It's possible, I guess.
I could totally see like a COVID money champion.
I would love like a charity show with like every promotion. It would be so cool.
Yeah, it would. And I don't think that's exactly out of the realm of possibility. I mean, Vince would probably have to book it.
Which might cause issues.
Or just let the guys call it, but...
Or just, like, let it be one show with every company, but no interpromotional matches. Just, like, yeah. WWE gets their matches, AEW gets their matches, Impact gets their matches. It's not like
the boys are gonna have a problem. Most of the boys are all cool.
Yeah,
it's... All these guys existed in the same locker room somewhere in the world.
This war doesn't exist between the boys.
No, and, or the companies.
Or the companies.
It's just the fans.
Yeah.
Who try to clamor onto something that once was true, but isn't anymore. And this proves that more than anything.
Yeah, and I think it also goes to show that, like, this whole thing is what it is. AEW isn't going anywhere, and probably in our lifetime, WWE is never going to get dethroned as king. So, like, we're just existing in this plane where there's two major wrestling companies, and it is what it is. Neither of them are going anywhere.
Yeah, so...
Barring TNT pulling the plug, or Vince and Triple H and Shane and Steph all getting busted for insider trading, neither of these companies are going anywhere.
Yeah, like because you know USA is not giving up on Vince.
Fuck no. They after all that's gone down with NXT, they gave it an extension. So yeah.
And you know what? I think NXT will do just fine on Tuesdays.
I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it'll do just fine on Tuesdays.
It'll do better than it's been doing on Wednesdays.
And I'll tell you what, I've been watching NXT the last 2 weeks just for coming building a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And this card, if you're going to watch NXT for the first time, this card will do it for you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's a fantastic card.
And I thought last week was like the best episode of NXT TV in a while. And
you said it to me, and it was...
It's weird because there weren't really any good matches at all, but it was just such a good build for TakeOver. Yeah. It was a perfect go-home show.
You said it to... Yeah, it was a perfect go-home show. And from any company, that was the best one I've seen in a long time.
I liked AEWs a lot before Revolution. Last week's NXT and that AEW are like neck and neck. But it's certainly better than anything the main roster has done in ages.
Well, here's the difference between the NXT.
I get there's a massive difference.
This is not going to go where you think it's going to go for me.
Okay.
What's the one thing we always say WWE is the best
the video packages.
In the world?
Yeah, the video packages.
The video packages on that go-home show were fucking... I love...
The Cole O'Reilly thing was perfection.
What are those things called?
Prime Target.
Prime Targets. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so good.
And supposedly, there's going to be like a 30-minute version one released, which I'm sure will be great.
Maybe a Gargano and Ciampa story?
Except it's going to be Cole and O'Reilly. It's Cole and O'Reilly. Yeah, it's going to be Cole and O'Reilly, but it's going to be like a 30-minute
version. That specific one.
Yes.
It's going to be an extended one released.
Yes.
Okay.
Supposedly, from
but
what I heard.
I just thought that it was such a good show. The packages for that. They did a package for Raquel.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
I think it's a Raquel.
It doesn't matter. They did a prime package
it's spelled
for
Raquel. Like Raquel.
They did a package for Balor, I think.
Yeah, Balor and Cross.
And they got an unbelievable promo by Ciampa.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought they did good, and I think they'll be just fine on Tuesdays. And now it's better for the fans if we can watch everything.
Dude, yeah, like Wednesday, because I can't watch taped wrestling. I just can't do it. Like,
no,
because
you know, you can tell.
If I don't watch it live, I'll just skip that week's episode.
Also, we're too busy in people. We're busy.
That's where I'm going to. Like, Wednesday, I was trying to watch NXT. I was trying to watch AEW and the Celtics run. Yeah, I was trying to watch three things.
My team's
like,
the one seed. What do you think my life's going to be in 2 months?
This is impossible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Tuesday move is good for everybody. And we already talked about that last week, though, so not to dive too much into that.
So let's talk about Sakura Genesis.
Yeah. There were three major things that went down. The United Empire revealed their new member. It was a renamed Toa Henare, who is now Aaron Henare. What do you think about him joining that faction?
I think it's a good place for him.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's been there for years, and they haven't really done anything with him. So.
It's a nice little faction. You have the leader, who's now in a second.
We'll get to him.
And more on that later. And you have the Great O'Con.
The Dominator, Great O'Con.
You have the Muscle.
Jeff Cobb.
And Jeff Cobb. And now you have the Young Gun.
Yeah.
So... I just think it's a very neat faction, and it's not the same old Chaos, LIJ bullshit. You know what I'm saying? For 20 years, everybody's either Chaos or LIJ, and I like that there's another player in the game.
Bullet Club.
And Bullet Club.
LIJ never really... LIJ is like one of the smallest... It's never had more than like six members.
There was also a million people in the Bullet Club, so... But
yeah, that's...
That wasn't my point to knock on those, because they're all great in their own way. But I just like there's a new one, especially with... someone like Cobb, I'm a big fan. And I think the Great O'Con's very good.
Wow.
I do. He's interesting to me.
That's a word.
He's interesting to me. And we'll talk about their leader in just
my
a second.
My Great O'Con resides in Jacksonville on Wednesday nights.
The fuck out of my house. I don't know. I think Tony has like 2 weeks left to live. Tony's been playing in the snow a little bit.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what the deal with that is. I really like... Is he trying to act like that, or is like that?
No, you can't act like that. You can't. I've been around.
But dude, I don't think he's doing coke.
Tony. Tony.
I know, and I know we know. Like
I've been around. I know. I've watched some YouTube videos in health class about people who have done it, and I would show that if I was in health class. He was, and I sent it to a person who might know a little more about it than I do. And I said, is this person on cocaine? I'm not lying either. And and they said, I've never seen someone more on cocaine.
But do geeks do coke? Like, what? Like, I don't, like.
Yes, computer programs do coke all the time. I went to college with two kids that were just ripping lines all day before they were coding. Because they just got to get your head straight. He either did some snow or he drank 11 pots of coffee. And I've been there.
I think the 11 pots of coffee is more likely, personally.
I hope not. I mean,
I don't want to slander the name of Tony Khan.
What was his name, the other promoter?
Herb Abrams.
Yes. He was just out of his fucking mind.
If Tony Khan goes down in a room being chased by police with hookers, I will lose it. Naked and greased up, by the way.
Yeah, he greased up deaf guy. But, what started that? Oh, you're great on Constant on Wednesday nights.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But, what else happened on this show? I know. How about you tell me?
That was good. That was a good job there, bud. Roppongi 3K defeated Suzuki-Gun for the junior heavyweight tag team titles. So there's no more Despy 2 belts, unfortunately. He lost the junior heavyweight tag team titles, and you'll never guess who he lost them to.
Roppongi 3K.
Yeah, Yo is back from his torn ACL, and Sho is more jacked than ever. Can we merge these fucking belts in New Japan
please.
Already?
Yes, please.
If I could change any two things in wrestling right now...
Six times juniors.
Dude, this, any time, they just always go back to fucking Roppongi 3K. But then again, if you merge the two belts, it'll just be Roppongi 3K and G.O.D. feuding for years.
Yeah.
Because G.O.D. just wins the heavyweight tag titles all the time.
Consistently.
So, but yeah, if I could do any two things in wrestling right now, I would merge the tag titles in both WWE and New Japan.
I agree completely.
They both desperately need it. We'll get into the fucking SmackDown tag titles later. But, like, they both need desperately to be merged. But, yeah, good to see Roppongi 3K back. 94-time junior tag team champions. Probably soon to be 95 because they'll lose him and win him again.
But this is good for one reason. Despy can focus on being the junior champion.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think he, like I said, I went on a soliloquy here on the show telling me how much I enjoy him.
He was Despy 2 belts because they had no other teams because Roppongi 3K was out. And now they have another team, so...
So, that's good for them. And let's talk about the big agoots.
Should we get into the physical belt itself before we get into the match?
Yeah, let's.
So, New Japan revealed its new IWGP World Heavyweight title earlier last week on the road to Sakura Genesis. And there's been some mixed reviews about the belt. And I'll start. So, I view this the same way I look at the current WWE Intercontinental title. In a vacuum, it's not the worst belt I've ever seen. If I just started watching New Japan and I never watched it before and like Sakura Genesis is the first show I ever watched and I turned around and saw that belt, I'd be like, that's not a bad world title.
I'm going to agree with
that. That's
you.
Not a bad world title.
Standalone, it's a fine belt.
But when you have the classic white IC and the New Japan IWGP V4, those two belts are like so beautiful that like nothing could replace it.
The white IC was my favorite belt in history, as you know. And my IWGP is the most beautiful belt I've ever seen in my life. Even if it was taken down as anything to hardcore fans from that is going to be a downgrade.
Yeah, and that's
so I don't know why they did it. Unless it was just falling apart too much.
Well, the thing is, it's technically not the same lineage as that, but it's a new belt.
Yeah.
So they couldn't just be like, "Hey, this belt's the new belt." Like, so I get why they did it. I still don't agree with merging the IC and heavyweight title to make this title.
I don't agree with that either.
When we talked about this, you were all for it.
Was I?
Yeah, you're like, oh, they have the NEVER title. They don't need the Intercontinental title. They have the U.S. title.
Well, they have two more. No, that's not what I said.
That's basically what you said.
No, I said I wouldn't have done it with this title.
No, that's what I said.
No, that's what I said.
I said the IC title actually meant something and you merged it with the heavyweight title.
I think you have this backwards.
I don't. I know what I said.
You know what? I said it's fine because they have too many titles, and they do. But... Okay.
The one thing my two main complaints are, well, one main complaint and one joke. My one main complaint is the main plate's a little small. And also it kind of does look like Cody's neck tattoo
and the Davis title.
I don't see that one, really.
I could see it. I could see it.
The shapes aren't really that similar.
But it does look like
Cody. I don't think this belt looks like a butter. I definitely see Cody's neck
down. Whoever did that originally, just bravo.
Yeah.
It was well done.
And I feel bad for Belts by Dan, who made the belt, because he's been taking a lot of heat. And he basically said, like, I could have put a New Japan logo on the Winged Eagle and people would have bitched about it. And he's right.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a bad place. I'm not friends with him. And I follow him on Instagram, I'm sure, as you do too.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he made that belt. Mm-hmm. So that's good for him. I'm sure that bag was nice. But
he made the one for Strong, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good for him. But, all right, let's get into the match. Tell me about it, because I didn't watch it.
It was a good match.
I mean, know who won. Is it the exact match that these two would have put on?
Yes, but not as good as you'd expect. It was a really good match, but, like, I was expecting to be blown away, and I really wasn't. But I guess that's kind of just heel Ospreay now. He works in more a little bit methodical and style. And yeah, it was a good match. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on the match. But it was a good match. Ospreay won after the Hidden Blade and the Stormbreaker. And he is the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. The second ever. Kota Ibushi gets zero defenses.
I don't understand. Kota can never hold a
fucking title. Him and Naito get the bone, man.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And a lot of people... This is a very polarizing title change. A lot of people just don't like Will Ospreay because of reasons other than wrestling.
In wrestling, let's talk about that first.
Other people compare this to the Evil title change, which I don't think that's fair.
No, because not at all.
They've been building Ospreay for a while. Evil legit came out of nowhere.
Ospreay has been on
an ascend
for 5 years.
And even more so the last 4 months with, like, breaking away from Chaos, forming his own stable, facing Okada at the Dome, winning the New Japan Cup. Like, yes, Evil won the New Japan Cup, but he won the New Japan Cup legitimately out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then won the title out of nowhere.
Out of even, like, more nowhere.
At least Ospreay was a main eventer at some point in this history.
At least Ospreay didn't need Dick Togo to fucking come out and help him. He did it clean.
Dick Togo still is the greatest table pump ever.
That was
him and McAfee are going at it.
It was, but, like, it was so over the top. There was just like, there's no way.
I love those little Japanese tables.
They look like they suck to go through.
Yeah, they don't look fun. They just look like they just went and bought tables.
Yeah, I think that's what they did. What, you can work these? I didn't know that. But yeah, I'll let you go first because I think I have kind of a theory. But I'll let you go first. What do you think about Ospreay winning the title and where do we go from here?
I don't know. I didn't, I did not expect Kota to not defend it successfully.
Me either. And, like, I think we
all knew it was Ospreay going to Dominion. We all know it was probably going to be Ospreay at Dominion. I get that. But just to have Kota having no defenses.
See, I think Ospreay is a complete transitional champion.
Yeah, it could be possible, too.
I think they did this for two reasons. One, there's the United Empire. You look at the guys who are in it. By New Japan standards, none of them besides Ospreay are stars. So making the leader the heavyweight champion automatically legitimizes the faction. So I think that's reason number one. And I think reason number two, it's a way to get from Ibushi to Okada without having Okada beat Ibushi.
Yeah.
I think...
They're gonna do the year-long Okada, then the Ibushi thing. I can agree with that.
I think Ospreay will probably have a defense or two and then drop it to Okada in the Dome at the end of May. That's kind of what I see happening. Maybe I'm wrong, but they already announced that Okada's getting the title shot at the Tokyo Dome in May. Which, good for them running a second Tokyo Dome show. That's good for them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I just see this as a way to get to Okada without beating Ibushi. Well, I mean, you're still beating Ibushi, but it's not Okada beating Ibushi.
Yeah, and there was an ascend, and Okada's been wrestling multi-man matches.
Yeah, Okada's just been there. Out in limbo for like, months.
And we all know he has a credibility the minute he can step into a match. So.
Yeah, and Okada's not going to fight for the never open weight title. He's just that'd be like Brock fighting for the Intercontinental title. It's just like he's above it.
Yeah, I would love to see a Brock Intercontinental title reign, though.
He'd never show up. The workhorse title would become the fucking Canadian farm title.
Here is our mid-card champion. this 6'4", 300-pound animal that makes $1 million a match.
But I would love to see Brock have, like, a legit Intercontinental title, like, having workhorse matches with it, because I think he could definitely do it.
We know he could do
it.
Yeah,
it's just he doesn't want to, and why would he want to?
He convinced him to pay him $1 million a match.
Yeah.
And then $575,000 for an appearance.
Yeah.
He won this.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't show up either. if that was my contract.
I'd sit on my farm in Saskatchewan, too.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have to watch a show still. I was busy all week. I've been watching a show on Netflix, and I haven't watched an episode until, like, last night. Although I did watch Kong versus Godzilla. It was very good.
I've heard good things about it.
That was very good. It was very good. But...
totally unrelated, but I want to talk about it. Have you seen the trailer for the new Space Jam?
I did.
How good does that shit look?
It looks awesome.
I can't wait.
Neither could I. I'm going to buy it 3 times.
Dame Lillard's a robot.
I know. It's actually, yeah. It's
and Dame Clay Thompson's a flamethrower.
No, it's not Dame Lillard. His name's Dame Lizard.
That's even better. It's Dame time.
Yeah, Clay's out, and then they have the two chicks that played on UConn.
Yeah, and they have Anthony Davis, too.
It's better than Sean Bradley. Because Sean Bradley was in the last one, and hope you're doing well, Sean. But,
yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
But he... I mean, yeah, because he was... Who was the last of them? It was Sean Bradley.
Muggsy Bogues. Barkley.
And Alonzo Mourning? No.
It might have been Alonzo Mourning.
Ewing?
I don't remember.
Hold on. We're going to look it up. Talk for a second.
We're a Space Jam podcast now. So, yeah. Osprey winning the title. We have the same Versace bathrobe, actually.
You have a Versace bathrobe?
I just ordered it.
You fucker.
$745.
Jesus Christ. Charles Barkley, Sean Bradley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues.
Larry Johnson, there we go.
LJ.
Grandmama.
The one that didn't lose his goddamn mind.
Oh, man. Grandmama himself.
But that's it. And coming up next, we will get into the week of predictions that is ahead of us. I like to call it a prediction ganza.
I don't like to call it that, so let's not.
Okay.
So, this Wednesday and Thursday, NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver will be coming to us live from the Capitol Wrestling Center, which is inside of the WWE Performance Center, which is located in Orlando, Florida.
Which is inside the Southeast, which is inside the United States, which is inside the Pangea, which is inside the world, which is inside the galaxy, which is inside the universe, which is inside the multiverse.
I thought you were going to drop the county and us be really impressed.
I don't know. What county is it?
I don't know.
The only, only county I know is Duval. Sorry.
I know Seminole County, but I don't think that's what it's in. Let's see. Orange County.
Oh, the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, it makes... Should have known that one, probably.
Yeah. Maybe not, but it just makes a lot of sense.
It does, yeah. It makes a ton of sense. let us start. We have two nights of this, obviously. 5 matches on night 1, 5 matches on night 2. So, shall we get started?
We shall.
Let us go. We will start with the 6-man gauntlet eliminator match to determine the number one contender for the NXT North American Championship on night 2.
God damn it.
So we have Leon Ruff versus Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Bronson Reed versus Cameron Grimes versus Dexter Lumis versus L.A. Knight. Who do you have and why? This isn't hard, dude. There's one
correct answer. Yeah, it's Lumis. Yeah. But I'm weirdly weirded out why Knight's in this match.
Because him and Reed have a feud going on, and they can continue it within this match.
I guess, okay, fair enough. But, yes, Lumis is going to win this match. And
I assume,
spoiler!
I assume there will be a lot of fuckery in this match, including Roderick Strong coming and beating up Cameron Grimes, because
Grimes, the system. That was my favorite thing to ever happen.
Yeah.
Dude, I need that shirt.
Cameron Grimes is awesome. He's the best. Yeah, we're both going Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, I said this months ago. This is the one.
Up next... Pete Dunne taking on the man that Cameron Grimes almost beat, Kushida.
I'm a little worried about Pete Dunne now.
Why?
What does he have to do? He's going to lose to Kushida here.
Oh, boy.
what's going on behind the scenes?
He is British.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Boy. But Kushida, very easily, Kushida.
See, I'm torn because they haven't shown me that they're committed to Kushida yet.
They haven't shown me they're committed to Pete Dunne either.
He's main evented the last takeover. He main evented the last 2 takeovers.
He was
in War Games and he main evented against Balor.
Fair.
He legitimately main evented the last 2 takeovers.
How did they go against Kushida?
I'm going to optimistically pick Kushida, but my brain is telling me that it might be Peter Dune.
Okay.
Let us go next to a triple threat tag team match to determine the new NXT tag team champions, MSK, Wesley, and Nash Carter, versus the Grizzled Young Veterans, James Drake and Zach Gibson, versus Legado del Fantasma, Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde. This match is going to be incredible.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of flying around and a lot of ground and pound for the Grizzled Young Vets. And if someone takes their fucking shoe off, I'm going to go ballistic.
But how else do we know they hate Gibson?
But I think MSK has to win.
Yeah, they have to. They do.
Unless they're going in a different direction.
Which, they're dumb if they do.
Yeah. It has to be MSK.
I agree.
It has to be.
I presume they were going to beat Lorcan and Birch before Wesley broke his hand, and that match just got canceled, and then Birch ended up separating his shoulder a few weeks later. So I assume the plan is still go MSK, which is absolutely the right call. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. This one's going to be really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of looking forward to this one.
Match of the weekend coming up.
Let us now go to the singles match for the NXT United Kingdom Championship. Walter defends against Tommaso Ciampa. Who you got and why?
Is it time?
No.
No?
Especially considering they're advertising Walter defending the title on NXT UK, which is on Thursday.
Oh, yes. And then Walter.
Yes.
In a phenomenal match.
It'll be a great match.
Yeah, my guess, match of the week.
But why would they advertise Walter defending the title? I don't know.
Match of the week, but Walter.
Yeah. And the main event, singles match for the NXT Women's Championship. Io Shirai defends against Raquel Gonzalez with Dakota Kai in her corner.
Now it's time. Raquel.
Does the Dakota Kai in her corner concern you a little bit? Does that have angle alert written all over it?
It does have angle alert, but it has post-match angle alert written all over it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see Raquel winning and then like Dakota Kai trying to celebrate with her, but then Raquel just destroys her.
Oh, you're going that way.
Well, I don't think Raquel could win the belt and then Dakota Kai beats her up. That doesn't make any sense. Plus, Dakota Kai seems better as a babyface, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She seems more natural.
I think Raquel's
going
to have to be a heel.
Yeah.
Like, going to have to be.
I don't think Big Mommy Cool screams babyface.
No, she doesn't. But Raquel's absolutely winning, and there will be some sort of post-match angle.
Yeah, looks like it's time for EO to drop the belts. Let us now go to night number two, and we'll start with the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships. Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart defend against The Way, Candice LeRae, and Indy Hartwell.
I'm going to go The Way.
Really?
Yes, I am. I very much am.
Any specific reasoning?
Because can I explain in like two matches?
Yeah, yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm going Ember and Shotzi. They already flipped these titles once. I don't see them doing it again so soon. I think Ember and Shotzi will be the team to establish these titles, have a nice lengthy run, maybe till the August takeover-ish, and then maybe drop them to somebody. But I don't think they dropped them this soon, especially after they did a title change literally the night these titles were created. So I am going with Ember and Shotzi to return, and that is the first pick that we have differed on. So that's good. Let us now go to the singles match for the North American Championship. Johnny Gargano takes on the Gauntlet Eliminator winner. We both presume it'll be Dexter Lumis. Who do you have and why?
I have Lumis.
As do I.
And because this is why I think The Way is going to win, because I think Johnny's leadership in The Way is going to be tested.
Can they coexist? No, please. We don't need any more can they coexist storylines. For the love of God.
But I think that's what's going to happen.
I think Theory and Indy are going to like screw Johnny because they're so enamored with Lumis. I think that's kind of what they've been setting up for weeks.
That's possible.
That's what they've been setting up for weeks, so.
But accidentally.
I don't know. Theory is kind of... Theory's just a complete geek.
He's a goof.
He's a goof.
He's funny, though.
He is funny, but he's a goof.
I love when he walked out the wrong curtain and Johnny was...
Johnny to pull.
He just saw a curtain and he went through it.
I'd probably do the same thing. It's confusing in those backstage areas.
It is. I've been in that one once.
Up next, a ladder match to determine the undisputed Cruiserweight champion. Jordan Devlin takes on Santos Escobar in a ladder match. Who do you have and why?
Big money Escobar.
Oh, we're going to differ again.
Are we going to differ again?
Yeah.
I don't think Santos could lose.
I think this is the perfect way for him to lose, because Santos has to get out of this division. We both agree. It's a ladder match, so he won't take a pin. I think it's the perfect...
It would make a lot of sense.
I think it's the perfect way to get this title off him. Devlin could go take it to the UK and do whatever he does with it.
You make a lot of sense.
And Santos can move up to maybe the North American title picture, or maybe the big title picture. But I just think Santos is outgrowing the Cruiserweight division. It was a great way for him to get a start.
Yeah.
I thought he's done great things with the title. He's almost held it a year at this point.
But even, yeah, you know, it was a good way to get him into the division because, the fuck was his name?
Phantasma? Hito Del Phantasma.
Hito Del Phantasma.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say, pal. But, and then he took off the mask.
Became Santos,
and he developed a great heel group.
And he could fucking talk.
And he could talk, yes. He's, I think one of us said it, I think it was you. He's everything they thought Andrade was going to be.
Yeah.
And
And Andrade was everything they thought Del Rio was going to be. It's an endless cycle, it seems. Hopefully, Santos could be the one to break it.
Yes. So, hopefully, I think he could. But you make a lot of sense.
I think definitely.
For integrity reasons, I'm going to stick with him. But I think what's going to happen is what you're saying.
I think there's a reason they made it a ladder match. So, Santos does not have to take a pin.
He could take a big fall or whatever.
Yeah. It could be a fluke.
Yeah.
Let us now go to the co-main event and unsanctioned match. This is what I think might end up being the match of the weekend. Adam Cole taking on Kyle O'Reilly, unsanctioned. Who you got and why?
Kyle O'Reilly, because it has to be Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, that's...
They have done so well in the 2 months since all this started.
Yeah.
That it has to be Kyle. I trust these guys to tear the fucking building down. And they're going to get pops with no fans. Like, that's how good this match is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I am excited for Walter and Ciampa, like...
I'm looking forward to this one a little
speaking of... I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking forward to Walter and Ciampa a little more than this, but this one will be better, if that makes any sense.
And does Thatcher get involved in Walter and Ciampa? We kind of just glazed right by that one.
That's maybe their way out.
That's kind of what they've been building this whole thing around. Walter wants Thatcher to join Imperium, and Tommaso wants Thatcher to be his friend still. That's kind of what this whole thing's over.
I hope he sides with Ciampa.
I don't think he's going to. I think they're gonna get a Toothless Tim and Imperium.
Unless he screws Walter.
They're advertising him in a title match on Thursday.
That's exactly what they do if they want to surprise
him. But it's already taped.
Oh, you're right.
That's...
But back to this match. This match is going to rule.
Yeah.
I kind of wish this match wasn't going on second last, because this is going to make that last match suffer.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I understand them having to win main event.
This should main event. How are you going to follow this?
Yeah, you should go after them after it one night. Unless this goes on last.
Well, they're saying co-main event, so I guess that means it still technically could.
Yeah.
It might end up going on last.
I think it has to.
Yeah, because like... I assume they're going to tear the fucking CWC apart.
Yeah.
It's unsanctioned, no rules.
Someone's going through the boards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just, it's going to rule so much. And I just think that.
So I think two things are going to happen here. A, this is going to be Cole's swan song. Or B, Cole and O'Reilly is going to be their new Gargano Ciampa. And I'm fine with either one.
Yeah. Yeah. I can watch these two wrestle forever.
Yeah.
They did the greatest contract signing ever.
I'm just waiting to see where Bob Fish plays, because we kind of know where Roddy's at. Roddy's at fuck everything, I'm going home. But we don't know where Bobby Fish's headspace is.
He's in the hospital. What do you mean?
He already got hurt again.
Yeah, he got the cure. He heard himself answering the call to come make the shot.
Jesus Christ. And then the other co-main event, singles match for the NXT Championship. Finn Balor taking on Karrion Kross with Scarlett. Who you got and why?
I got Kross, because once again, it has to be, because we thought he was headed to the main roster. But if he was, he wouldn't be in this match. And if he's in this match, he has to win it to reclaim what he never lost. And because they obviously, between the pairing with his wife, or whatever the fuck she is to him.
I think they're engaged.
They're engaged or whatever. I think. The pairing with her, the big entrance, the big character. They obviously have plans to make him the face of something. Finn Balor, thank you. You revitalized the fucking division and you saved the title. But it's time for Kross to put it on Kross.
Do we get Shock Demon?
Not this match, the rematch.
Okay, that's fair.
And then Kross beats him too.
Yeah, Kross has to. They've kept him too strong at this point that him losing the battle. I don't want to say it'd be a letdown, but like him losing the battle, it kind of just be like,
bleh. Yeah, it wouldn't. But he's gonna win, and they're gonna do a rematch. He's gonna beat the Demon, and Finn Balor will go to Ireland or some shit.
We haven't seen the Demon since Saudi Arabia in 2019. Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years at this point.
Hey, we got to see a demon entrance.
We got to see a bunch of demon entrances.
I've got one.
Mania, SummerSlam.
Mania?
Yeah, against Bobby, Headband. You might have been sleeping, but...
I didn't remember being the fan, but he was...
He was the... Yeah. You even said, is that Top Hat Finn? I have the video of you, is that Top Hat Finn, I see? And no, it wasn't. We were just stuck behind a fucking pole.
The one pole. That pole.
Fuck that pole.
No, that pole... obstructed the view of two seats in that 110,000 seat stadium, and it was our two.
Didn't we even move seats too? Didn't like two guys leave and they're like,
"Yeah, yeah, we're like, yeah," and then I'm like, "We're going back there."
Yeah,
but whatever.
That was a long day.
Oh my god, was that a long day? We played cornhole with Haku.
I love the rain. Like, you won't find anyone on Earth that loves rain more.
There was never anybody. There was nobody in history more miserable than you were that night.
Yes. I love the rain. Like, I love the rain more than fucking Toto. I love the rain more than anywhere else. Well, Toto doesn't love the
rain. They just bless the rains.
Well, that's fair. But, I mean, if you bless something, you gotta at least appreciate it.
Oh, no. I say bless your heart to people I just fucking can't stand.
Oh, boy. You a fake hoe.
I am a fake hoe.
But yeah, anyway, that is NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver on a scale of 1 to 10. How excited are you?
14 to 15.
There we go.
How about you?
I'm pretty excited. It's weird because I wasn't that excited until, like, we just went over the card right now. And I'm like, damn, those are really good cards. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize how good the cards were until we just did this.
I said it earlier. I'm like, this is if this is an intro to a new era of NXT, it's a great show to do it with.
Yeah.
It's the both end of one and the beginning of an
era. And then we know the first Tuesday NXT will get Taya Valkyrie with whatever her wacky new name is.
And her dog.
And her dog that has, like, a Gucci collar. Gucci-ass dog. But yeah, I'm super excited for this. So let us move on to, I can't believe this is a thing, WrestleMania SmackDown.
Special.
So we have two confirmed matches for this show. Let us start with a fatal four-way match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. We have Roode and Ziggler defending against the Alpha Academy, defending against the Street Profits, and also defending against the Mysterios.
It's time. Father, son.
In front of no crowd, though, dude. Like,
we don't know when we're getting crowds back.
At least not until August, we know now.
Yeah.
But it's just like, there's six matches a night on Mania, and we couldn't find this a spot on fucking... I think
I agree with you, but I still think it's happening.
Me too, just because... I guess the only other logical choice would be the Street Profits, and I don't think...
They'll have plenty of the reigns.
Yeah, I don't think
Gable and Otis are winning.
Especially if Gable's contract is up as soon as Cash Wheeler makes you think it is. Yeah, I think the Mysterios are also going to win. It'll be a good moment. Father-son tag team champions is kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Although, if you ask which one was the father and which one was the son to people who don't know...
Is it the 5-6 one or the 6-3 one? Which one's which?
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be a good match. Then Ziggler will get 14 more tag title reigns.
He's like, that's it, I'm leaving. There's a contract waiting for him in Gorilla.
I loved his reaction to being left off Mania, though. I have been asking for a vacation for the last 8 years. And then the other match confirmed is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Got 22 participants. I will go through them rapid fire style here, and then we'll hear your predictions. Akira Tozawa, Angel Garza, Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak, Elias, Eric, Grand Metalik, Humberto Carrillo, Jackson Ryker, Jey Uso, Kalisto, King Corbin, Lindsay Dorado, Mace, Murphy, Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, Shelton Benjamin, Shinsuke Nakamura, Slapjack, T-Bar, and Tucker.
Tucker.
That's your pick.
No. Okay.
Two questions first. Who will be the first one tossed?
Corbin.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm going with Humberto Carrillo.
I'm going with Corbin. Nobody likes Corbin.
That's true. He probably could see him being cocky and everyone throwing him out.
Okay.
So, second question, who is winning?
Angel Garza.
Ooh, I would like that a lot.
I think it's going to be Angel Garza.
Not that this battle royal means anything for anyone that's ever won it.
It's a nice trophy.
You don't even get to carry it around. It's too big to fit in your carry-on. What are you doing with it?
Okay, would you want a small Andre the Giant trophy?
I'd want something that isn't the size of fucking North Dakota.
You would want the Tariq trophy, wouldn't you?
That's a giant trophy I would take any day of the week.
Beautiful trophy.
Piece of the aggro crag. I'm going Ricochet. Psych, nah. I am...
I almost came across there and punched you.
I'm going main event Jey Uso.
Are you?
He seems like the biggest star in this match, which I don't know if that's a compliment or an indictment.
Corbin's a bigger star than him.
I don't know about that, Corbin.
Nakamura's a bigger star than him.
Nakamura should be a bigger star than him.
He still is. To everybody that watches. Well, he's not doing it. He is going to... No, he's getting thrown out first. We cannot have this gimmick of him, and he's not getting thrown out first. He is walking his ass back to catering as quickly as possible.
All right, so my final four is going to be Mace, Jey Uso, Corbin, and Murphy. It's my final four.
My final four is going to be Garza, T-Bar, Ali.
I like how we both have Retribution love in there.
Well, T-Bar and Ali, you just can't get them away from each other, and someone's going to dump them both. And,
I hate that spot.
I do, too. Someone else. Kalisto.
Kalisto, my God. All right, well, that's...
No, and Jackson Ryker.
Please, no. Anybody but him.
Is there, if they ever came down, the T-Bar, Mustafa, Jackson Ryker, and Angel Garza, is there anybody more? Is it more clear that Angel Garza is winning?
I think more people will turn the channel than there'd be record numbers of people tuning out. So how about we jump into WrestleMania proper now? We will start with night one. We have 6 matches confirmed for each night. Maybe we'll get... Well, I'm assuming they'll probably end up with 7... We're sounding like fools because Raw already happened by the time this comes out, but it didn't happen at the time we're recording this. I assume we get a women's tag title match of some sort somewhere on the card.
Yeah.
Especially with what they did on SmackDown with, like, all the women's teams brawling.
Yeah.
But we don't know yet, so we're not going to predict it. So let us start with night one. Cesaro taking on Seth Rollins in a singles match. Who you got and why?
The babyface will prevail. Cesaro will win this match.
Yeah, if not now for Cesaro, then when? You know what I mean?
If not now, it's over.
Yeah.
Him and Sheamus are going to be crying together.
That was something. I'm also going Cesaro. Hopefully this starts a bit of a push for him.
Probably can roll this match. This match is going to be good.
This match is going to be great.
Give it at least 12, 15 minutes.
I kind of hope this opens.
Yeah, this is a great match.
This, or I know a lot of people, if the women's title match isn't going to main event, they want it to open. I think they're going to cave to the pressure in the women's title match. They end up main eventing.
So do I, and we're going to run into a problem with that.
Really?
I think so. Eventually. Not now.
I like the tease.
I think this match is okay, but they're going to start doing it with every match, and these matches aren't going to be worthy. Like, the match we saw had a main event.
Well, to be fair, this match isn't worthy either, not because of the participants, just because the build has been so
No, but that's what I'm saying. Awful. Like, it's going to be... This match would be okay with me, but they're going to start having... women main event more often. That's not a problem with me. But if the matches are worthy of it, if it's a main event caliber match,
so you don't like Natalya taking on.
I don't want Natalya and Bianca being a main event somewhere.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like it's going to sound like I'm sounding, but
yeah, you sound misogynistic. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Up next, let's go to the Raw Tag Team Championships. The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods are defending against AJ Styles and Omos. Who you got and why?
AJ Styles will be complete the Grand Slam, and they will. AJ Styles and Omos will win.
Yeah, that's kind of the direction I'm leaning to. I don't think this will be a long reign. I could see them having a 24-hour reign.
Just give AJ and Omos their moment.
Yeah. Let us now go to Bad Bunny with Damian Priest taking on The Miz with John Morrison.
Still thinks he's going to be put into a tag match.
It depends how bad Morrison's knee is, supposedly.
Yeah. But Bad Bunny.
Yeah, the celebrity's not losing.
Yeah. I don't know how, but hopefully, you know, maybe he's all right.
Well, if you listen to Triple H, Triple H is gassing Bad Bunny up, which I'm not sure is the best idea. Unless, like, I'm sure you've seen him train, but fucking he's making Bad Bunny sound like he's going to come out and be, like, fucking Ricochet with these flips. Hopefully
he's very good. They usually hit on these things.
Yeah.
McAfee was fantastic.
It depends on how much effort the person has put in. And Bunny has moved to Orlando, and he's at the PC every day.
And
so,
you know what? I trust The Miz to get through this match.
Yeah.
You know, we can say what you want about The Miz, but he's safe and he's good. So that's fine.
Let us now go to Braun Strowman taking on Shane McMahon in a solid steel cage.
Why? Shane's going to make a star out of him, and Braun's going to win.
I think one of those things is going to happen, and not the first one.
No, I think Shane makes everybody look good.
He's gonna make Braun look good by missing a shooting star off the top of the cage.
No, I'm telling you, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
I could care less about this match.
Neither could I, but they're gonna make you. I could have cared less about AJ Styles and Shane too, and that was the best match in that show.
Braun Strowman is not AJ Styles.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm very sure about that.
Are you sure they're not?
I've never been more sure about anything in my life.
But guarantee it, we'll both end up liking it.
All right, we'll see. I mean, I might be a couple deep by this point because I'll be there. So you could have went. I don't want to hear that shit. Let us now go to Bobby Headband defending the WWE Championship against Drew McIntyre. Who you got and why?
Well, we're going to disband here. I'm thinking Bobby.
That's wishful thinking on your part.
It is.
It's also wishful thinking on my part. I'm going Drew. This entire thing has been built on him getting this win back in front of people, and I can't see that changing. I don't know. I look at the promo he cut on Raw and him making Ricochet and Ali look like geeks. If Lashley just retains now, that makes that look even worse.
Yeah, it does. But, like, having them them making Ricochet look like geeks kind of like a thing now.
Yeah, that's nothing new. But how bad is that Rollins tweet look in hindsight now?
Not bad at all.
Really?
No, not bad at all.
You're wrong, but all right.
He had to put on 30 pounds before he did it.
So what? He's the fucking champion now.
Yeah, I think it's inferior championship with a dumb belt.
And finally, let's go to Sasha Banks, who is 0-5 at WrestleMania, taking on Bianca Belair, who is 0-7 in title matches. So something's got to give here.
Bianca.
Yeah, I think Sasha's dropping 0-6. She's Sasha's gonna be the anti Undertaker by the time this thing's done.
No, it's a big show like 0 or whatever.
Now, Big Show beat Cody Rhodes. Haha, funny. He beat Masters and Carlito with Kane as his tag team partner. He does have some embarrassing losses. He lost the sumo match. He lost to Floyd Mayweather. He lost to the Shield. He was WrestleMania 18 when he was at WWF New York holding a baby going, WrestleMania 18, woo! Yeah, the Big Show's
WWF restaurant. I bet their food was terrible.
I bet it was too.
I bet their food was
all
terrible.
Those, like the NASCAR Cafe, ESPN Zone. Like,
ESPN Zone had the worst food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, all of those like themed, there's a reason they're not around anymore.
Yeah. The ESPN Zone had the worst food I've ever
although
had.
Although the Hard Rock Cafe keeps skimming by.
I've heard their food's actually pretty good.
I think I've had it before and it wasn't bad.
I had the Chris Bird, the burger Birdman. It was like it was fucking.
I think you just had a stroke.
It was
too.
A Chris Birdman titled burger, and I forget what it was called.
I ate at the NBA restaurant at Universal before that guy shut down. That was awful.
Yeah, there's a reason they're not around.
Yeah.
Like the Rainforest Cafe is even, yeah. But Bobby Backlash was winning this.
We've been past that match for 5 minutes at this point.
I don't even know what match we're on.
Bianca and Sasha.
Bianca. Absolutely, yes. Bianca.
I also agree that Bianca Belair will win. So let's now go to night numero dos. So let us start with Riddle versus Sheamus for the U.S. title.
Riddle in a great match.
Yeah, Riddle will win. Sheamus will make him look like $1 million.
Which Sheamus has just been doing. And you motherfuckers, if you make Sheamus cry again.
No one made Sheamus cry.
Made Sheamus cry.
I think it was Abyss, because Abyss is trying to talk to him, and he's straight up ignoring him.
He's a tough mother fella, and he fucking. I saw him cry in Cesaro's arms, and if you're out there, I will find you. Make sure you look under your bed before you go to sleep.
I just cried in Cesaro's arms. Must have been something. All right. We have Big E versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental title in a Nigerian drum fight.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a fight.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. We'll find out. It's just the set of Sting's entrance for Triple H. They're going to wrestle there.
Apollo's got to win, right?
Yeah.
He's got to.
In some hilarious Nigerian way. He's got to win.
This whole like fucking tribe's going to attack Big E.
Yeah, this is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It sure is. Hopefully this elevates Big E to like the main event scene and Apollo can have a good run as champion, which I think is both possible.
Yeah, because Apollo's... say what you want about this gimmick. Apollo's doing it well.
Yeah.
And he seems confident.
Kevin Owens taking on Sami Zayn with Logan Paul in Sami's corner. Who you got and why?
Kevin Owens with the help of Logan Paul.
I hate to say it, but you were right. Logan Paul is going to knock Sami Zayn the fuck out.
I don't know if
we're
talking about this on air, but I liked their segment.
No, we didn't talk about this on air, but yeah, it was way better than it had any right being. And Sami's documentary trailer was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
He is so incredible.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Speaking of interviews you got to listen to him on Renee's podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was talking about...
Aren't they like best friends?
Yeah, and he was talking about like how much creative freedom he gets with the character, and he's like...
You get a lot?
He basically said, like, I know I listened to your podcast where your husband complained about not getting ideas through, but somehow all my ideas get through.
So, I can see Vince liking him a lot.
Well, they said there was a random segment where he was a special guest referee on a Raw where Kevin Owens took on Seth Rollins. And, like, he was just doing, like, wacky Sami mannerisms. And Vince is like, I can trust this guy.
Yeah. Well, who else had that? So didn't somebody else have that power, too? To do whatever they wanted?
I mean, Brian kind of does.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, because he books, he's a booker. But yeah.
The booker, he's on the creative team. That's he's not the happen. Booker. There's only one booker.
Yeah, he's signed through 2030.
I'm glad you caught my drift there. All right, up next, you have the Raw Women's Championship on the line. Asuka taking on Rhea Ripley.
The easiest match to pick all week, Rhea Ripley.
We thought that last year with the NXT Women's title on the line, and than LOL Charlotte Flair. But there, that is not an issue this year, hopefully. I mean, we don't know what happened on Raw last
night. There's also a potential for an LOL Charlotte Flair.
There's always potential for an LOL Charlotte Flair. Always. You're never safe from an LOL Charlotte Flair unless there's a pregnancy scare.
You're never safe from a Flair unless you have to pay alimony.
God damn it. Yeah, I am going Rhea Ripley also. It's what they should do, and I feel awful for Asuka because her reign is among the worst title reigns of all time.
To her fault, absolutely none.
Oh yeah, none of it's her fault.
Yeah.
When your last title defense on pay-per-view was in September, and it's against someone that's not even with the company anymore.
Yeah.
In the words of Drake, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Up next, in some bullshit, we got The Fiend with Alexa taking on Randy Orton. The good news is there will be human beings in the building, so there cannot be any transforming bullshit. At least... So
that's what you say. That's what you say. Me and you are going to... The worms are going to be back, aren't they?
But we also have a piece of charcoal taking on Randy Orton.
He's not going to, like... Oh, my God, he's going to have to wrestle like that.
Yeah, he is. Unless it's like the Royal Rumble where Randy Orton's burns are just magically gone, but I don't think so because they're making a new mask that they're selling for $250 a pop.
Oh no! Just please, whoever wins, just do it quickly.
It has to be The Fiend, right?
Yeah, but this also cannot be worse than their last WrestleMania.
I'm hoping this is kind of redemption for that moment. Yeah. That's kind of
they can pull it off.
Can they?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think they can.
There was fire and a swing set,
yeah,
and a whole bunch of transformations and a fireball, and Randy blew up black ink, and Randy saw Randy, and
I'll give it one compliment. I'm sure The Fiend's entrance will be cool.
Yes,
that's all I can really say positive about it. And finally, main event time: Roman Reigns versus Edge for the Universal Championship. Oh wait. A wild Daniel Bryan has appeared. It's 2014 all over again. We have the heel world champion, the Royal Rumble winner that was supposed to be a babyface, but the crowd turned on him, is now a heel, and then LOL Daniel Bryan. It's WrestleMania 30 all over, where it all begins again.
And it's going to end the same way.
You know what? I don't think you're wrong.
It's going to end with Bryan holding the ropes, and he's going to carry Edge to SummerSlam.
Don't think it lasts. I think Roman gets his title. I think Roman loses, but I think he gets his title back immediately. Either that or he wins Money in the Bank.
Possible.
I think heel Roman with the briefcase, assuming he actually knows the rules, unlike Brock. I think heel Roman with the briefcase could be money.
Why would I watch the show, Paul?
I have a year to cash this thing in, and he starts smacking him. So with the flyers. The contract. He put the contract down the briefcase and started smacking him with it.
Although the night after Brock Lesnar won Money in the Bank was one of my favorite nights ever.
In the Beast Box. It was a Brock party. I hate their puns so much. I hate their puns.
No, the Beast Box needed to happen because him fucking...
With the like generic Puerto Rican music.
Yeah. Him dancing, like... Doing the robot down the aisle was the best thing I've ever seen.
The fucking hood up.
He was doing the running man. He had a hood up, and then he turned it into a beatbox. I wanted one so bad.
I'm actually baffled that you never got the Brock Party shirt.
Brian's going to win this match.
See, I don't know if it's going to be Brian or Edge, but the fact that this is a triple threat makes me think it's not Roman.
Oh, that ship has sailed. It's not Roman.
But I think it's going to immediately be Roman again right after. Because, like, what does he do if he's not the champion?
Commanding the bank.
Or that. That's possibility B, which I can see. And they've botched the men's Money in the Bank the last 3 years. Like, they have to make it right this year.
Yeah, he should cash it in immediately.
No. No. Like, we need, like, a legit Money in the Bank, like, reign this year.
All right, you're right. Yeah, last year was horrible.
And the year before that. Do you even remember Braun Strowman's Money in the Bank reign?
Yes, unfortunately.
He cashed it in a Hell in a Cell match that ended in a fucking no contest.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
If he would have protested, he probably would have got it back like The Miz did. He should have protested, the dumb idiot.
He is a dummy, which is kind of just the...
Get these hands.
Shane's going to be like a star.
No, he's not.
He's going to do a Hurricane Rana.
If Braun pulls off a Hurricane Braun Rana in a cage, I will... Give you $50.
You can do it off the cage.
I will give you $150.
All right, well, enjoy WrestleMania, everybody. Should be a great week of wrestling. Our friend Tony will be there, and we'll get back to you soon.
Yeah, see you after Mania. Enjoy.